Make a kiddush this Shabbos to thank the Rabbi Yisrael that you avoided 10 years.
Vav Teves, 14th of December, Harav Pinchas Breyer, Parsha.
Yeah, for you, for you.
He's not here. What's his name?
Who? Thank you for keeping going in my home.
Sorry, there was a delay. Someone was meant to pick the rabbi up.
I was waiting. I will cut it short.
I know.
All the special eventful days we have during the year aren't meant to be just like a Passover and then to go on to our daily routine. It's meant to be a lesson, and the impressions have to last even after the Yom Tov has gone by. So obviously, we've just gone through Chanukah. We have to learn certain lessons which we could apply to our behavior during the year as well. I want to learn one lesson. I think it's important as well. I have a little shaylin, and perhaps other people also ask the same questions, probably. One of the main topics of Chanukah, our duties are, especially Yom Tov, the Loshna Gemara. Kivoim Yom Tovim, the Halil Vehoidoim. We have to say Halil, and we have to say Al Anisim in the Shmoneh Esra, Vehoidoim. Now, there's a little problem here. Is Halil Vehoidoim tuned only to Chanukah? What's so special about that? All year we have to be Moedah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to continuously thank Him for everything that He gives us. To the extent that somebody mentioned to me, there's a Torah Chaim in Bovikamed Av Terzai. On a Mama Chazal, that if somebody doesn't bow down by Moedim, he forgets to bow down by Moedim. He just goes through Moedim without bending, without Ishtachvoye. Nasir said, Rosoi Kenochos. His spine turns into a Nochos. Quite an eerie type of punishment there. But the idea of this Nochos business with a Shedro, because he didn't bow down on Moedim, actually, the guy told me, Moedim Aloche, I think very few people do it Kilcha Aloche. It says when a person is elderly and he can't move his bones too well, then he can just tilt his head down a little bit. But otherwise, you have to bow down at his Pake Kuchulia Shebe Shedro. But you have to see the Chulis Rebecca the Shedra, when you bend down, then they should just stick out of it. I hardly see anybody doing the Moedim that way. I tried to do it in the best way possible, but, and it's a Shorim I'm not talking about. It's a Shorim going like this, you know, and a quick back, and then he forgets to go back to his previous place. It's Shloika Halokha, if you know that. It's my favorite Shloika Halokha. They offer the Rukav Kufron Kibble, Kuf Yukim, it's my favorite Halokha. Anyhow, that's Agavdik. But the Maaseh, the Gemara does say that the Shedra becomes like a Nochos. This is what the Torah Chaim has to explain. I explained, we had an Arichus on it. What is the meaning of this Nochos business? We all know who the Nochos HaKadmoni was. He incited Chava to be over the Dvar Hashem. And he, at that point, could stand on 2 feet, the Nochos. Stand on 2 feet. He was made, the punishment was, Al Gechoin Chotelech. He has to crawl on the floor. But at the beginning, he was like a human being almost. He was standing on 2 feet. The Nochos didn't bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he stood firm, erect, and thinking that the Rebbeinu Shlom is not everything. And you know, if a person is thankful to someone, if somebody has you a favor, as Chaim says, it's a habit of people to bow down cautiously, to bow down and to thank him. The Nochos didn't bow. He just stood firm on his place. And he didn't want to be moedah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're saying that everything, I thank you for everything that we have, it's all from you. And he's even saying that Rabbi Yisrael also ate from the eight sadars, and that's what brought him to everything. In other words, he was trying to undermine the supremacy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria without bowing down. That was the beginning of the Nochash. Again, because bowing down is an act of showing that I'm thankful to you. Somebody gives you something nice, you give him a little hishtachvoyer. That's a show of, to say, I'm thankful for what you did for me. That the Nochash did not do. Now this person doesn't bow down by Moedim. That means to say he doesn't feel the Hoidor in the proper sense of the word, is thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's acting like the Nochash HaKadmoni. And which means also that his Shedra, which is his continued existence in the world to come, from the Shedra, the certain loose strip of Shedra, there's a certain bone that keeps you alive for Tchias Amesim, he will not be Zoichet to it. The Shedra becomes like the Nochash. And just as the Nochash didn't bow down, that's what you're acting in that same way. So that the punishment is that you become like a Nochash. In other words, your place in the world to come is very doubtful because of that. Then he goes on to a bigger Riches, explaining that in actual fact, a person should have to be moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only every day, but every rega vorega. As the Chazal say, kol neshimo neshimo tahalel ko. We have to thank, we have to praise God, and we have to be thankful to Him for every breath that we can make, utter. And you, when you go and visit the Choyle, then you begin to see what it means, how thankful we ought to be for any normal action that we can do in a normal way when the other person is not capable of doing it. And somebody was always healthy until now. I just visited the Choyle yesterday, believe me, it brings you to a Hira Tshuva. Don't take anything for granted. And don't complain about what you don't have. Be thankful for what you do have. There's so much to be thankful for. And you have to be thankful on a continuous basis. Not just once in a while. But we can't do it all day. Can't go out all day thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not easy. Perhaps there are certain people, tzaddikim. But at least we're given three tefillahs a day. And the idea of the tefillahs is that we should constantly have this reminder of being moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al nifresechu tevesechu shebecholeis, al nisechu shebechol yimimonu, and believe in it. And with the three times that we daven, it should have an effect on the rest of the day as well. Woe and behold, if at the time of davening, our minds float around in other worlds, you know, and we're not even, we don't understand what we're saying, we don't even think of the translation of the word. So how can that have an impression on the person for the rest of the day, even if at the time of davening, his mind is wandering somewhere else? So davening is like that. There's a Chazal in Yerushalmi that certain Amoraim said they thanked their head for bowing down at Moedim. So nice of the head to bow down because he wasn't there, he wasn't aware they were saying Moedim. But you believe it, that's not our type of Shemoneh Esrei. They were into the soitus of the tefillah, as Mefarshim explained. So sometimes they sort of went out of the pshat, so they lost touch with the pshat because they were into the soit. But by us, you know, with our foolish thoughts that we have in the middle of davening, people have a big problem with that, to try to concentrate. See, if you're going to say Moedim and you're not going to concentrate, it will have no effect on you not at the time that you're davening, surely not through the day. But the idea of Moedim is to keep you all the time, give you this reminder, yes, I have to thank you, I could have spoken really all the time, at least I want to do it in davening. And a bit with an intense tefillah with a kavona, then it can have an effect on the rest of the day. If that's the case, and the Shadrosi Kenochos, so what is the special mitzvah that we have on Chanukah that we had? To Halil Voidur, Kivoyim Yom Toivim Behalil Voidur. What is it different to all year? Only these days we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to praise Him. We have this duty all year. And as the Teres Chaim says, constantly, on a daily basis, and every minute to minute and second to second, we have to be moided HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I came up with the following thought. There might be its mention, I don't remember seeing it now, but the idea is there's a different type of Halil Voidur in Chanukah, which is very important to us. What was the Ness about? I won't elaborate too much. What was the Ness about on Chanukah? That they found the Pach Shem. After having won the war against the Yevonim, they found the Pach Shem. Now, another interesting order, which I forgot to mention is part of it, we say, Al HaNisim, Al HaNifloes, Al HaChois. Well, that's good, the salvation, we can understand. That we praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then we say, Al HaMilchomes. What's so exciting about the Melchomis? That we fought, waged a war. Well, I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shlomo for the Melchomis that we had. May the Jews come and understand what came out, the result of the war. But to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wars that we had to wage. Who wants to have a war? The answer to that, I think, lies in the following. Because the Hoidor of Chanukah teaches us something which is really should have a lasting impression on us. We don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having won the war. That's not the point. Our Hallel and Nisim HaLeflor is not for having won. You see, we even talk about the war itself, not only the result of it. What's the pshat in that? The Rebbeinu Shlomo chose us as a nation. It was a problem. At the time of Chanukah, it was very problematic. Something happened there in Kal Yisrael, which never happened before. As Amiris Antiochus brings, there were so many people who became what they call Misyavnim. That's the lotion that they use in the folks of Misyavim, which means that they adapted to the culture of the world around. It was called in our language Hellenistic culture. Now they made life very exciting, very much into Olam Hazeh, into beauty, into might, gevura, everything was made. They idolized all these talk Olam Hazeh, and they enjoyed a good life and everything. They were intellectually minded, yes. But on the other hand, they were very behemish as well in their bodily desires. There's a contradiction between it. I'm not going to go into that, but I have a lot to talk about it. What did the Chasam Noam fight about? Believe me, it was more a fight against the Misyavnu than against the Greeks. Because these people were leading Klal Yisrael astray. And I'll tell you one thing, if we continued with the Misyavnu, we would not be here today. There would be no Klal Yisrael. Would have long ago assimilated into the countries where we lived in. Chasam Noam fought for one thing. They fought for Yiddishkeit. They fought that we as Jews, as Yidden, we should be proud of our heritage. Now very often you have people, they might be do what a Yid has to do. He's programmed, but he's not excited about it. And he doesn't feel elated because of that. Sometimes he even feels ashamed to do certain things. He doesn't carry his Yiddishkeit with pride and dignity. Yes, I am a Yid. I was zoicha to be mekabel the Torah. And I want to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for having given me this opportunity. Having me born as a Jew, that I'm able to be mekabel the Torah, I'm able to serve you, and I'm able to do everything l'chzoicha yisborach. That's the greatest pride a Yid should have. And the greatest thanks a person should give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just for the fact that we are Yidden, and he chose us and gave us the Torah, and we have to live the Torah dig away and do the Rotzen Hashem in the Bria. Exactly what he's doing. He built the Bria also through Torah, and we are learning Torah and be Mekayim his mitzvahs. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, that you made me a Yid and you gave me the opportunity, and you're willing to accept my service to you as an Eved Hashem. That was the idea of the Ganzeness of Chanukah. They made a special yontif. They only made it a year later. Because they had to know exactly if they understood the lesson well. And then they felt a year later, their horrors, their light, the lights of Chanukah again inspired them. And they felt that it was sincere. It was not just sofa velachut, it was a sincere thing. Then they were conveyor. Yom Tovim Ba'al Vedo. And Yom Tovim means to understand that everything in Torah is good. It's not something that's forced upon us and we have to do our duty as if to say, forget. On the contrary, we should consider it a privilege that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made us his Avodim. That we have a schutz to daven, to learn, to do good things and to go following his path of Piderich HaTorah. And to have it in mind, to thank that. That's different to the Hoidor that we do always. Hashem, thank you for my health, for my panosa, for the nachas, all the good things a person wants in life, and Rebbeinu Shlomo, if he gives it to him, of course you have to be thankful. But here we're thanking something else. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that we can be your avodim. Rebbeinu Shlomo, give us this opportunity to be. Therefore, we even thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the milchomis. You know why? What milchomis are we talking about? It was Melchomes for Kiyum Hadas. The Melchomes that Chasam Noam had to wage to keep Yiddishkeit. the light of Yiddishkeit. That fight was in itself an avodas Hashem. If we are given an opportunity to be moisa nefesh ourselves for Hashem Yisborach, l'chvoid Hashem b'toyrosoi, this in itself is an avdus to Hashem. This is also a kiyum retzoyno shel Hashem. And we thank you for that, Rebbe Yisrael, for the melchomis itself as well. This is what the lesson, what we have to continue to learn even after Chanukah. Not to be so concerned always with our egoistic concerns. All right, very nice, we have to thank God for everything we have in the Bria. But that's not all. Just to thank Hashem, you have panosa, alvai, every year should have panosa. We're healthy, of course you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But never forget, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mere fact that we are Yidden. And give Rabbeinu Shlom HaShevach V'Yidoyah, you gave us this chus. And again, carry our Yiddishkeit, the banner of our Yiddishkeit, with pride and dignity. Stolzkeit, pride and dignity. Thank God you made us what we are, Alei. And the Torah you gave us, and you chose us to be those to be Mekayim your Torah, and we made it to be Mekayim the whole Bria. But Chukas Shemayim Ve'Oretz is only based on Torah. For that we give a special Shevach V'Yidoyah LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's a lesson that Chanukah teaches us, and this is something we can take with. And if I think my time is expired now, I'm not going to keep you waiting longer. We're going to elaborate, but I think we'll finish off with this, and let's hope we learn the lesson best. I'm not going to be